Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Vermont Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Northville Falls, Vermont service. Let's praise and worship the Lord.
Light by.
Been a couple days since I've done this, so bear with me. Got up this morning, wished my son off on an adventure. His trip's going well, for those who may want to know. And I sat and I was praying, and the Lord led me to Philippians 4. And starting with chapter 4, verse 4, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. That's always powerful, because so often we forget to rejoice in the Lord and all the things He has for us. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He is at all times. You can always count on the Lord. You can always count on the Lord to be there when nobody else is, or when you feel like you're all alone out there in the world. Get on your knees and pray to the Lord and trust Him. He will be there with you. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If you just trust the Lord and stand with Him and pray and stick to what the Lord has taught us and shared with us in His Word, through His disciples, through His ministers, through His people, then you're going to stand. You're going to succeed. If you let the world get in there, then you're going to stumble. You're going to stagger. But through Christ Jesus, you can just keep that peace in God and keep standing and moving forward in His Word. That's just a powerful thing, to have Jesus Christ in your heart. And in what I've learned over the past few years of stumbling and staggering around, still loving the Lord, still trusting Him and praying, I have definitely missed the fellowship, the others keeping me in prayer. And you tend to, when you're walking out in the world, not focused on Christ, you tend to start trusting in the things of the world, which you know are going to disappoint. They're not going to give you that excitement and that courage to walk in Christ. It's going to make you just want to desire the things of the earth even more, because you never can get that same fulfillment that you can get through Jesus Christ. There's nothing like having your heart filled with the strength and the power that's within Jesus Christ. And sometimes you forget that, and you just have to remember, and you need to get on your knees and get back with the Lord and just keep your eyes on Him. And the things of the world will continually try to tempt you, and the people of the world will continually try to pull you away from the love of Jesus Christ. And your eyes are going to make you desire to keep looking at the world, because that's what's right there in front of you to see. And in prayer and trust in Jesus Christ and focusing on Him, there is so much more better stuff. You like that word, more better?
Yeah.
More better. You can't get any better than the things that Jesus Christ has for us. And all we got to do is just trust and stand and focus on Him and keep our hearts and minds set to serving Him and going forth in His power. And we'll see things that even our eyes will not understand, because our eyes are so naturally looking at the world. We just, with God's power, there's so much out there. As you read through the scriptures, you find that the disciples and others that learned and walked in Christ Jesus did things and saw things that the natural eye would never have imagined. So I guess my message this morning is to just rejoice in the Lord and trust Him in all things. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We've got Raul coming up to share some of God's words with you. Here he is.
Good morning. I just want to go to Romans 3, 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Kind of have my own struggles and have always kind of relied on what man and what is on this earth hasn't worked out that well for me. And, you know, I am a sinner. And the only way out for me is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's been a struggle, you know, because, you know, I'm constantly backsliding and living, you know, things of this world and in the flesh. And I know that's not going to get me anywhere. It hasn't worked for me. But I know that the love of the Lord and His mercy and grace, He's kept me alive all these years through all the awful things that I've done and things that I've sinned in and the way I've lived. But He's watched over me, and he has shown me His love. And yet, you know, I'll see His miracles in action, and I turn away. That's the nature of the flesh. But I just know that Jesus is the way out for me. He's the only way out, the only solution to put my faith and my love onto Him. And anybody who struggles with things, I get it. You know, I do all the time. And I'm not feeling quite sure that I'm qualified to preach this morning, but I'll give it my best shot at any rate. But, you know, then again, my testimony is that, you know, I've been through it all. You know, a failing business, difficult times, and yet things always, when I put my faith in the Lord, they do work out because He loves me. I know that. And the things of the world, they're just not going to give you that kind of love that you're going to get from Jesus Christ, period, period. And it's a hard road. And until you do that and turn to Jesus Christ for the answers, you're just going to keep spinning your wheels. And I don't have much more to say than that, but I just know that everywhere I've looked and turned of the earth hasn't helped me a bit. But when I go to the Lord and I trust Him, it works. And that would be my message for today. Amen? Amen.
So I turn to James 1. It says, James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We have to battle, you know, we give our lives to Jesus. But our flesh is enmity with God. And it's going to be a continuous battle battling it. Because it's totally against everything that's about Jesus. We're going to fall into various trials. But you know, we have a loving and a forgiving Father. We go to Him and ask Him to forgive us, and He is sure to do that. And part of falling like that is building up the faith. Faith is believing what God says. No matter what's going on around us, faith comes from believing God. He gave it to us to hold on to. But knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. But let Patience, have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It's patience. It's holding on to those things that we do not see. It's putting our eyes on the Lord and walking forward, regardless of what goes on around us. Not giving up. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So that's all I have to share.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Within me.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. Lord, a little prayer here in closing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that was shared today and the opportunity for us to get up and share your word and what he's doing with us. Lord, I ask that we go forth this week, that we keep you first and foremost in all of our thoughts and keep you in our prayers. And Lord, I ask that you just help to guide us and prepare us to be what you have us to be, Lord. And Lord, I just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.